I don't know that you adjust. You just try to minimize gains. They're third in the NFL total offense right now, and that means they're up there with the Saints and the Broncos, and they are very, very explosive. They're running the football. They're throwing it very well. Slayton is having a great year. So they're a much different team than we played earlier in the season.
What's been clicking for them lately? They've won three in a row, and they're playing some pretty inspired football.
Yeah, everything's working right now. The run game, the play-action passing game, the quarterback's completed 68% of his passes. And, you know, Andre Johnson's got 92 catches, 13 yards a catch, and a bunch of touchdowns. So they're a very talented offensive team.
Is he about a tougher matchup as receivers go because of his size and speed?
Yeah, he is, but the problem's not necessarily him. The problem is everybody else around him, you know, because the tight end's making a bunch of catches, the running back gets a check down and goes the distance, and so you got a lot of weapons.
Is it good this Houston team is winning that way? You guys who just came Sunday North, they're a very good team. They've won three straight. Is it a good thing?
Well, I mean, it's our next opponent. We're going to, we carry a respect level for the next opponent regardless. But, they put 500 yards of offense up against the Packers in a game that the Packers needed to win. And so they're different. You know, they came here under a very difficult set of circumstances early in the season with the hurricane. They've gotten all those things put behind them now for the most part, and they're healthy and they're playing very well.
Of course, the last two trips you've made to Houston, they both had shootouts. Certainly interesting rooms. Do you kind of see that same thing happening again?
It's hard to predict how the game's going to go. I would assume it's going to be close and stay-in-your-seat type of game. Just based on the way that they've been playing. I mean, they were very impressive in the Monday night game against the Jaguars. You know, and they played the Colts at the end, had the Colts there, so they're much improved. This, we'll perceive last week's game as their championship game and this week game as their Super Bowl. You know, it's that kind of approach I think they're going to take.
Does Mr. Adams still look at this game because of the Houston ties or something special to him?
It's always special to him. Yeah, I know he's looking forward to us coming down, and you know, this is a game that means a lot to him.
With two really tough games against record-wise some really tough opponents at the end of the season, how much is this a golden opportunity? The best opportunity to get that home.
Well, you know, we take them one week at a time. I mean, our goal is to try to go out and do whatever we can to win this ball game. If we get the ball game, then, you know, we'll see what the scenario is, and we'll go from there.
Do you see similarities between Slayton and Johnson?
Yeah, I mean, they're similar in that one's at 5-0 a carry and the other's at 4-9 a carry, and they both have over 1,000 yards and they're rookies and they can go the distance. I mean, they're blocking well. He's a good player. He's clearly a good player, and I respect him to be their franchise back, you know, for a number of years.
Some change league-wise where guys like that that were largely seen years ago as situational third down, scat back alternative types can now be...
Well, I think that, you know, I think offense is moving in the direction of, you know, maybe forcing defense to loosen up just a little bit, so it gives the quicker back a better opportunity to get hit the creases, and they're equipped to do that. I mean, they've changed philosophically their run game, and we all know that. And it was only going to take a matter of time, and it's clearly working right now.